Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5
QYK. That song is so funny. If you take out girl and say squirrel. That's how I do it all the time. And it's,
oh, yeah. That's my squirrel in the passenger seat.
Yeah, that's my squirrel.
They'd be like, sir, why do you have a squirrel
in your
vehicle?
I do it with my kids in the car, and they laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh.
I love it.
Yeah, just change girl to squirrel, and there you go. All right. Well, listen, we all couldn't go to Key West over the weekend and have a great time. Look, I got a little sunburn, which is good.
I did get a little sunburn. I should have reapplied sunscreen yesterday.
Now you're in Key West. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it was worth it.
So I saw the picture last night. Your plane got delayed or canceled?
Canceled. So the flight was not canceled because I made it here, but right. It got super delayed. It was delayed once, then delayed again, then delayed again.
God, what more signs do you need from the heavens to just stay in Key West? Like, I mean, what else were you looking for?
There was an actual sign too that said, and I posted it up on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page, that they were offering, the airline was offering all these incentives if you wanted to stay an extra night. They were going to pay for your room. They were going to give you a round trip travel voucher.
I have never been more disappointed in you in my entire life. I know Kevin feels the same way.
Absolutely.
That's insane. I mean,
I know. And so I posted it to the people, of course. And I said, well, what should I do? Do I get on this plane or do I call in sick?
It looks like the people let you down a little bit, or you just didn't listen to the people.
I know. The people were all like, you should call in sick. But I mean, the boss.
Did you really come back just for work?
Yes, of course.
Oh my goodness.
Jeez.
You got to get your priorities.
You're a
straight.
Different kind of person.
What?
I don't understand people like you. I would never have done that. Listen, it depends where you are, right? If you're in, like, you know, North Dakota for a funeral, you know, you're sad. You just want to get out of there.
Right.
Right. And it's North Dakota or actually South Dakota for that matter. It doesn't matter. Either one of them.
Any of the Dakotas.
You pick. But man, Key West. Oh, no.
I know. And the weather finally, it was really nice yesterday, too.
Yeah.
So out of all the days, that was the first one where I was really feeling like I was in Key West and was able to relax for the first time yesterday. And then it was like, boom, on a flight.
Well, y'all text us. I know it's Monday. We're getting rolling. But should Melanie have stayed and taken the airline? Should she have taken the airlines up in their offer? Free flight, free hotel.
Free food.
Free food. Probably could have knocked a few cocktails off of the sides if you needed it.
And then you still get a flight back the next day.
Right.
It's just one extra day in Key West.
Has she made a massive mistake? Text us 800-992.
Rethinking it now.
1099 as we're all shaking our head. Yes, yes, yes.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
Remember that bird last week? That bird that would talk, that parrot, and it was freaking me out, man, because he was crying like a baby.
Oh yeah. He would imitate the kid, but it was because he would do child's birthdays parties.
Yeah, that's what he did. But he's back. They got more. I think his owner's starting to realize that maybe there's something there. Like they might be able to make some money.
Trying to cash in.
YouTube channel popped up. And so now it's getting crazy. And here's more. Listen to this.
Nico, what's wrong?
Nico.
You're a good boy. What's wrong? You have a temper tantrum?
Y'all, this is
a bird.
They're going to start making a lot of money on this because it's 2019. This parrot's going to make this guy rich. I'm just telling you.
But
right
are we
now.
Ever going to question why Nico's crying? Am I the only one wondering? Well, what's wrong?
You're a good boy.
He wants French fries. What was that?
Good boy. Can we leave? Don't cry. We'll be back later.
What do you do for a living? I take his parrot around and he cries.
And the bird whispers.
And then what happens? That's it. He cries.
And then
Nico, what's wrong? You're a good boy. What's wrong?
So weird.
And it is weird, but it's hard. It's fascinating. I don't know why I'm fascinated by this. I shouldn't be fascinated by this, but this is incredible.
See, I'm the only one. When I hear a kid cry, I immediately am like, oh my gosh, someone needs to like soothe that child or what's going on.
Oh no, see, we're in here smiling because it's not our kid.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK. Deep fried Nashville. 99.5 QYK.
I get to the Luke Combs breaking news in just a second. First, CMA Fest. Last night,
And I got to tell you, the performances, these award shows sometimes get a little bit out of hand. The country award shows are the best award shows. They're the best.
Well, I agree, but I feel like we're biased.
Well, I'm just telling you, these performances are real. Listen, Luke Combs and Tim McGraw, listen to this. This is how, like, it's supposed to be at an award show. You get a couple guys out there, and they just start rocking out. Like, that's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, and they're not lip-syncing the whole time.
Right, but a lot of the other award shows, that's what they do. Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus and Keith Urban performed. Listen, I know a lot of people want Lil Nas X to go away. You got to give that dude credit, man. He's got some staying power. Like, he's hanging in there.
I give him credit, but I think Billy Ray, he needed some throat lozenges or something.
That's Billy Ray, though. He's, yeah. Carrie Underwood last night and Joan Jett from the show. It's like a... Girls are rocking out, man.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd see Carrie and Joan Jett together on the same stage. That's pretty cool. All right, so I told you about Luke Combs breaking news. Luke Combs
Please be a tour.
Oh, I feel like I set you up a little bit.
Oh, what is it?
How about this, though? His latest song, Beer Never Broke My Heart, has gone number one. This is his sixth consecutive number one song. Luke Combs, you continue to be the man. A spirit animal for many music artists coming up.
By the way,
it's a six-pack. He has only had number one songs. Isn't that it right, Kevin?
Mm. That's all six have gone number one.
All six. It all started with Hurricane. Was the first one. And I can't believe it. They've all gone number one.
So you know what that means.
Has anybody ever done that, their first six?
I'd have to go look.
But it's not like...
Brett Young's on a streak, too, right now.
Yeah, he is. So you're right.
He has a current one out called Catch, but obviously that's still new. But I'd have to go back and look.
That's still incredible.
It's unbelievable.
It six consecutive songs go number one? He doesn't know what a song is not to go number one.
I know.
I mean, this is crazy.
A lot of pressure.
Yeah. All right, finally, Brantley Gilbert's got a new album coming out. That's really cool. A lot of people have been waiting for this. It's going to come out October the 4th. It will be Fire and Brimstone is the name, and we have got Brantley tickets coming up at 7:40. It's Brantley and Michael Ray.
Yes.
That'll be awesome. 7:40. Get those Brantley tickets.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
Hurricane Luke Bryan, it struck Friday. It was devastating.
But did you get wet?
Recovery. Did I get wet? I'm still wet. Do you know what's crazy? My bones are still like ice cold from Friday. There's something about being outside and just cold, fresh rainwater. It gets into your body and rots you from the core.
Yeah, it's weird how it is because it can be super hot, 90 degrees out. But then it rains and immediately after, you're cold.
So
it doesn't matter how hot it is outside. You're freezing. You get in your car, you're freezing, home freezing.
Leaving Luke, I had my heat blasting.
See?
No. I mean, blasting.
It's
like
crazy.
Freezing cold. I was like, my gosh. All right. So text us or call us. We need to know what happened to you. What crazy thing happened during the down? It was more than a downpour. How long was this, Kevin? It was at least an hour of sideways rain.
At least. It was good. It came down, and then it stopped for a little bit, got slow, and then it came down even worse.
Oh, my gosh. In sheets.
It was awful. We were standing under a tent.
People were leaving.
We were trying to get out Luke Bryan meet and greets. We were standing under a listener's tent.
Yeah.
And it wasn't saving us from the rain at all.
No, so the ponding started to happen, and it got waist deep. You should see this video. It's unbelievable. It's on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. This girl loses her phone, and she tried to cross it. We called it Lake Luke Bryan. She tried to cross it.
Lake Luke.
Her phone goes down, waist-deep water in this pond. She recruits these strangers to start looking for the phone with her. They found it about 20 minutes later, and we walked over to her. It powered on and worked.
No.
I couldn't believe
it. I was going to ask.
It did, dude.
It was the waterproof iPhone, and I can't believe that it worked. She was having trouble putting her code in. But she finally got it to work, and everything was working.
Oh, and it was the pond, like, right by the porta-potties. So it was getting runoff, and these guys were in there crawling around in it. It was at least 3 feet deep. I mean, it was at least 3 feet deep. You can see that video. I want you to see that video on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. You can go do that now. It really was unbelievable. But text us, like, what did you do? I know a lot of people left, and then they said they came back. But everybody was soaked. We saw trucks getting stuck. Trucks had to be towed out by other trucks because they were sinking in the mud.
In Lake Luke Bryan.
Say, out of all the places to get stuck in a truck, though, it would be at a Luke Bryan tailgate because you know there's another truck to get you out.
I didn't know so many people, though, had tow chains ready to go.
Oh, it was like people go in there on purpose.
On purpose to get stuck.
Yeah.
People were so bored because of rain. They were like, hey, watch this. I'm like, you're never going to make it. They're like, that's the point. I'm like, okay. The one dude's like, there's nothing else to do. I'm like, yeah, go get your truck stuck.
They're having fun.
800-992-1099. Call us. What did you do? How did you stay dry? Did you leave? Did you come back? That honestly...
Are you still stuck?
That was the craziest concert weather I've seen in years.
It was awful.
Because it came in... The rain came sideways.
You can't hide from sideways.
No. Dude, Hurricane Luke Bryan, that was a Category 5.
And it was bad.
Oh, and you know what got crazy too? So everyone got in their cars and trucks and hid from the rain. But when it was over, it was time for the show to start. So everybody ran to the gates. The lines were horrendous to get in. Because it was all at once. There was no trickle in. You know what I mean? Some people, this one group, we have this video on our page too. They had their tent, right? Their pop-up tent.
Yeah.
They had these guys carrying the ends of it, and the girls were underneath it, and they walked the whole thing to the security gate.
Genius.
It was genius. But then I heard from somebody that security grabbed it, and they wouldn't let him in with it.
Well, I would hope.
Yeah, of course.
I don't know. It was such a good idea. I was like, just let him in with it.
I was impressed.
Man, there was a lot of good Boy Scouts out there making things happen. Send us your text. How did you make it through? What did you see? What craziness happened? 800-992-1099.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QYK.
Well, we did it again. We had Kyle, who is usually our courthouse correspondent. You know, he does What You Doing Courthouse on Thursdays. We had him go out to the beaches and talk to tourists and try to get tourists to pronounce, you know, our Tampa Bay local names. Kind of a more eccentric names here in the Tampa Bay area.
Yeah, things that if you're from the area, you definitely know how to pronounce. Like Ybor, for example.
Right. Yeah. It looks like Ybor.
Yeah, it looks like Ybor.
Ybor. Ybor. Right, and there's a bunch of them. So what we're going to do next is we're going to play you some of their responses to our Tampa Bay-centric names and terms, and you'll hear their responses. I got to tell you, like last time we did this, unbelievable. Unbelievable.
My favorite from last time was when someone tried to say Dunedin and said Dunedin.
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 Dunedin. Like, Dunedin. Really? There's a bunch of good ones. So next, we will talk with Tourist. 99.5 QIK. Dirks Living 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. All right, we're talking to tourists on the beaches. We're trying to get them to pronounce Tampa Bay-centric terms, things we're all used to because we live here and wake up here every day. And so we see all these terms and names. But if you're visiting, some of these are tricky, man.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when you walk into a craft brewery for the first time and you see some of the names of the beers and you're like, I think I'm just going to be like, let me get something dark or let me get something light because I don't want to say the names of anything. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Let's talk to Kyle, who's just talked to another tourist, and here we go.
What's your name and where are you from?
My name is Olivia, and I'm from Ohio.
All right, so I'm going to have you start pronouncing these names. Start with this first one.
Pinellas, Gasparilla, Don Caesar, Benoit, Wachula, Dunedin, Pasagril, Ybor, Mosey, Del Mabry, Bears Avenue.
Del Mabry.
Del Mabry Avenue. Gotta love it.
And Ybor strikes again, too.
Every time.
Dunedin
is almost a guarantee to get people to trip up.
So what is your name and where are you from?
David Medina from Miami.
All right, so I'm going to have you pronounce these names right here. Start with the first one.
Pinellas, Gasparilla, Don Caesar, Vinoy, Wachula, Dunedin.
Wow,
Chula. Wow, Chula. It It's almost like he just saw his dog do something amazing and he went, wow, Chula.
Or like the latest burrito at Taco Bell. It's the wow Chula.
The wow Chula.
Wow Chula.
Hey, I'm not going to lie. That's a great Taco Bell promotion.
There you go.
Introducing the Wow Chula.
The new Wow Chula.
Wow Chula. Dunedin.
Dunedin.
Massa Grill. Ybor. Mosi. Dale Marby.
Marby.
Beers Avenue.
Sir.
Dale Marby. Beers Avenue.
And finally. Marby. The segment of Talking with Tourists here, Mark and Melanie and QIK.
All right, so what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Beth, and I'm originally from Akron, Ohio, but I live in Tampa now.
Oh,
all right,
local.
So I'm going to have you pronounce these local city names and landmarks of Tampa, starting with this first one right here.
Pinellas, Gasparilla, Don Cesar, Vinoy, Wachula, Dunedin, Paso Grill, Ybor, Mosey, Dale Mabry, Bear Ass Avenue.
Yeah, I live in Tampa now.
Bear Ass Avenue.
You're gonna just make a left on Bear Ass Avenue. You'll find it. It's right there.
Right. Just past Yarborough. A little east of Dunedin.
Bear Ass Avenue.
Not quite, but close enough.
Wow. All right. Well, there you go. Talking with tourists.
Bear 99. That's a first.
It really is. That was like the Luke Bryan show on Friday when it started raining and everyone started taking off their clothes. That's exactly what happened.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
This Brantley show's going to be totally awesome. 99.5 QYK. Man, Michael Ray's opening up, and I just think this is going to be awesome. Michael Ray's coming back home, sort of close to home.
Well, he loves Florida. And did you see his most recent post? Well, not most recent. It was the other day. He posted him and Carly in sweatshirts that said Publix on
it. Yeah.
They love shopping at Publix. And so Publix sent them these sweatshirts. I thought it was really cute.
I think I replied to it. I said, y'all need a pub sub to match that.
To match the gear.
Yeah. You know, the last time Brantley was here, Luke Combs opened for him.
It was his first amphitheater show, I think, is what he told us.
It was June the 2nd. 2017. I know, it took my son Tyler, it was his birthday. He's born on June the 2nd.
Like, how did you know that exact date?
Here's what's crazy. Luke Combs' album came out that day.
Yes.
That day that he played Tampa. Yep. Okay, in his first ever amphitheater show. And off the stage, he gave my son Tyler his CD that had just came out.
That's right.
Off the stage while he was performing.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, and Tyler still has it, and Luke signed it afterwards. Really cool.
And now Luke Combs just had his sixth number one.
I know. But I'm telling you, if you're Michael Ray and Brantley Gilbert's like, hey, you want to open for me? You just say yes. Because Brantley's got a nice little track here of launching careers.
Yep.
So really good. All right, we're playing the name game. Callers 9 and 10, 800-992-1099 for these Brantley Gilbert, Michael Ray tickets. Call us now.
It's Mark and Melanie's name game on 99.5 QIK.
Brantley Gilbert, Michael Ray tickets. That's what we're playing for right now. That's how you get Monday jump started.
Free ticket.
Yeah, Brantley and Michael Ray. That's awesome. All right, we got Tina and Sean on the line. Tina, you were the ninth caller. Since you got in first, we will start with you first. We're going to give you a category. You're going to name one thing in that category. After you do, Sean, you'll have 5 seconds to respond with a name in that category. Then you guys will just go back and forth till the first person runs out of names. All right, let's put 5 seconds on the clock.
It's on there.
In honor of Melanie's weekend excursion to Key West, which you don't look at all like you still want to be there.
What do you mean?
Name things on a beach vacation. Tina, go.
A beach towel.
A beach chair.
Sunscreen.
Beach ball.
Swimsuit. Bikini. Water bottle. Sandals. Volleyball. Cover up. Sunglasses. Snacks.
Seconds has expired. Sean, that means you got the Brantley Michael Ray tickets.
Congratulations.
Great job, Tina, and congrats, Sean.
Yeah, Sean, and by the way, I mean, you're definitely aware when you're on vacation. I mean, bikini and cover-up.
Bikini, beach cover-up.
Yeah, man.
Okay. We get what you're
good job.
Staring at.
Yeah, whatever. Or wearing. And that's fine, too, Sean. It doesn't matter, buddy.
No judgment. Yeah, West, that's for sure.
No, we're all good.
Nice.
All right, Sean, hold on a second, okay?
Okay, we'll be.
All right, well, Sean was definitely the wild card with some of his answers. I would never have said bikini and cover-up.
I wouldn't even have said cover-up before. Cooler, ice,
oh,
tent.
Man. Yeah, I mean, beer,
radio,
football,
floaties,
iPhone,
sunscreen,
fried chicken.
There's so
there's
many.
Always there's always that person on a beach vacation that's eating fried chicken
there
on the beach.
Is
there
always.
Is always.
And then the seagulls
the
start
seagulls
flocking.
Swipe in.
You're like, oh, that Publix fried chicken they got.
What else? What else did we miss? Texas 800-992-1099.
Your next shot to play Mark and Melanie's name game is tomorrow at 7:40 on 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK.
It is Mutt Monday, 99.5 QIK. A doctor forever friend today.
Pat and Cricket are here from Pet Pal Animal Shelter in downtown St. Petersburg.
Good morning.
And they are not adoptable.
No. Not
well,
looking.
I don't know now.
Cricket would like to hear all about your home, and then she'll decide where she might be going. Yeah. We got Zoe in here, who is a beautiful hound dog. She has just got a great spirit about her.
Oh, yes.
She comes with that built-in smile, I think.
Yes, she does. And she has got a nose for everything.
Oh, yeah. I know that you talked about taking her outside and she was chasing squirrels.
Yes, that was fun. Yeah, I need two more legs to do that.
To catch up with her.
Yeah, yeah. But
so she wants to go chase some
things. Outdoor dog. Oh, yeah.
Outdoor, likes to run. She's really
yes.
sweet. She came over and just looked at me, sat down, and I was like, oh, you have pretty little eyes.
Yes, and I think someone maybe gave her up. I don't know why, because she was right on the well side, so she doesn't know what to do with herself. She don't know.
She's all
know,
healthy.
Where's
and,
mom and dad
yeah.
kind of thing.
But she's all healthy and ready to go.
And that's, yeah, which makes that nice.
How old do we think she is?
2 years.
2 years. Yeah. Okay, got it.
All right, so we're going to jump over to the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. We'll do a video so you can meet Zoe.
She's a pretty girl.
Really pretty. And hopefully you will like and share the videos. We are on a hot streak right now with getting dogs adopted. So,
yes, I know.
I mean, a
God,
hot streak.
Thank you.
Travis got adopted over the weekend, I guess.
I am so happy for that.
Me too.
I love that boy.
Awesome.
I do.
Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go to the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. We're going to post a video. And if you could like and share it, it means the world. Even if, like, right now is not the right time for you to get a dog, it's okay. Like and share, and we can expose these beautiful pups to different people. And then they might need
it.
Might
be,
yeah, for someone else.
Good.
So that'd be cool. Mark and Melanie Facebook page. Let's do it. Let's keep the good vibes going. Thank you all for supporting this. This is great.
Thank you so much.
A local downtown St. Pete animal shelter and these great dogs that really deserve a second chance at a forever home.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
It's Kelsey Ballerini, 99.5 QYK, Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. What would you do if you're on a plane? All of a sudden you'd look up and there is a bat flying around. A bat flying on your plane.
I would just start praying. Please do not come near me. Please do not come near me. Please do not come near me.
You were on a plane last night. You were back and forth from Key West.
Could
you imagine a bat flying around?
No, and on that little thing, it was a Silver Airways plane. It was, you know, there's about 15 people on that flight.
Well, listen.
Not a lot of room for a bat.
To the reaction of the passengers when the bat started flying around.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's not a bat.
That's giving me anxiety just listening to that.
Oh, do you hear the lady? It's not a bat, is it?
No, it is a bat. It was totally a bat.
Oh, my God.
You hear the little girl screaming.
Oh, my God.
That was a grown man.
That was a 30-year-old, 6'8" man.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's not a bat.
Nobody hurt.
It's not a bat.
Nobody injured. They finally, that's not a bat.
I love that woman.
No, that is totally a bat. That's why people are screaming, you see. That's
not a bat.
Yes, it is.
I'd be like, no, it's not, ma'am. You should try to catch it.
Right, no, yeah. It's a unicorn, really. Yeah. Everything's fine.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK. 99.5 QIK, Mark and Melanie's Nutbags, north of Florida. Because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
Yep. Like, in Ohio, where a man is charged with vandalizing a neighborhood with a stolen bulldozer. And guess what? We have the 911 call. Here it is.
I need police officers here at 729 Emma Street. This guy's got a tractor. He's going through the house next door.
And he's got the fork up real high. And as he's coming down the street, he's going back and forth with the steering wheel, left and right, left and right.
Just ramming this house with the bulldozer that he stole.
Jeez.
He's 22 years old. He did not like the owners of the house. Police don't know why. He also rammed into several cars before driving off in the bulldozer. No injuries. Several people were inside the home, and they were terrified, as the police report said. They did eventually find him because he was driving down the street erratically in a
bulldozer. Yeah.
He's been charged with vandalism and, of course, stealing a bulldozer. Okay.
Man, you gotta really just be next level angry and crazy to go
steal a bulldozer and ram it into these people's homes and smash their cars up too.
Gosh.
All right, Alabama. Police were just baffled when this small grocery store was getting broken into 2 weeks in a row. The only thing missing? Toilet paper. All the toilet paper. Well, guess what? Week three, the police were ready. They had a suspicion they may come back. They did. When they broke into the doors, two undercover police officers jumped out from behind the counter. They were ready.
What are you doing?
A man and a woman were arrested. Turns out the guy owns his own janitorial company, and he was trying to get free inventory for his company.
Oh, my gosh. What?
Turns out he's done this before. He was on probation for stealing paper towels from another store.
Oh, my gosh.
Sir, stop it, sir. Stop it. Those are nutbags north of Florida because there are crazy people in the 49 other states. And give us a break, would you?
Yeah.
Focus on them. Jason Aldean is on 99.5 QIK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.